Hi all. In this video, we're going to learn more about Dolphin, the KDE file manager. So either you can open it by clicking any of the folders here or from the menu file manager Dolphin. So here we are. So this is basically the GUI you will see. Below here it will show how much free disk space you have on that partition. So it is showing I am having around 2.3 GB free in the home, and this is showing my home folder. So you can select any folder and click to open it, basically just like any other file manager. Now if you go in under any folder, you can see it's showing like this the folder names. So if I have another folder inside, let's make a folder first, maybe. Okay, let's make under picture, right click and folder all pics. If I go under all pics, you can see I can go back to any other level of the folder by clicking here. If you want to have the old, or I'll say the, you want to type the location here, you can see it's showing click to edit location. So if you just click here, you will get the old style of typing the location in the location box. If you want to go back to the old, or I'll say looking the previous way of viewing the location, you can click here either. Or what you can do is go to tools. Actually not in the tools, easy way is this. Okay, next, if you have any other volumes in your system, you can just mount them by clicking here. So if you plug a new USB key, you can just plug in it here and it will show you up at this position. I'm going to plug in a new USB key. Give me a minute. So first it will come in the new devices. Okay, it's showing it's a new device. So if you double click on it, it will mount you and it will show you all the stuff from the pen drive. You can right click and safely remove the pen drive. Okay, it's now out. So there are other many hidden features also. You can actually select any folder and mark rate it according to your likeness. You can add comments, like maybe I will just select videos and add comment empty and then save. So next time I will come to videos, I will get a comment here. You can change the comment, you can add tags, even new tag and a description. So in the tools menu, actually we saw the filter bar. So if I have the filter bar, I can select any particular kind of files, or basically say to see any particular kind of files. Okay, first let me create some files. Okay, here you can see there is a link file and two awk files. So I want to see only the awk files. I can just type here awk, and you can see awk files are showing. You can close it from here. You can do that from here also. You can search files, control F. So it's coming up, I'm opening it for the first time. And okay, it's going to take some time to open it, it seems. Now, like, let me go back to that folder where I saw some files. Okay, maybe I want to rename the file. Rename, maybe I'm going to rename it to ZXS. rename. You can see it. If you go to edit, you can see here undo rename. So here we are. Okay, this is the find files and folders, and close it up. So actually you can undo, or even you can undo the create folder, different actions even here, which the folder we created under, I think, pictures. So if I go undo create folder, so it is asking me, do you really want to delete this item? Okay, I'm going to keep it. And there is another nice option of batch renaming. So maybe I'll just create some files here. abcd.txt and another text file awe.txt, and I'm going to select the both these two files and go into the file menu and rename. So you can see it's showing rename the two selected items to this style, and this hash sign will be replaced by the ascending number. So I can just type here maybe code dot, not code dot, code serve txt or hash txt. So you can see it's code1.txt, code2.txt. In this way you can rename a batch of files. Let me write something within this file. Let open with get, write maybe hi there, save, close, good, okay, write not here, hello carry old, save. You can select multiple files pressing control and move to trash. Okay, so if I select these two, I can even compare the files. With compare, you must have it installed. It comes from KDE SDK. There you are. Compare is showing those two files, the diff. Okay, anyway, it worked. So you can change that way you are going to view the files, like icon, from icons to details. It will give you the details, or even in columns. Now you can have a preview mode also, which will give you a preview of the files, and you can split it this way. You can configure the Dolphin options from here, settings and configure Dolphin. So it will point you to your home folder. You have some other like settings which you can do from here, like the view modes. Here you can change the icons, fonts and everything, and some general details like context menu, so copy to or move to commands. Like right click, it's not showing right now. So if you do settings, configure Dolphin, general, I clicked here, so copy to and move to commands. Okay, we have to find where it is. They are here. I selected some file, and then I can copy to or move to the files to some other position. So basically this is it. I don't remember any other options to show you for right now. So keep using it, you'll know far better than me, and I guess. So just play around with this nice file manager. We'll see you again. Tata.